is already October. Wow, I need to sit down for this one for an hour. Yeah. Welcome to Sunday Worship. It is Joey Kroll on the second day of October 2016. I know this is the season where you have pumpkin spice latte and cider and the season of making chili and... Wow, I'm not ready for it, though. I bring back summer, please. Friend, I hope you are doing well. My name is Joey Kroll, and Sunday Worship, if you're not too familiar, is a program that really prepares our hearts and minds on Jesus, really. Yeah, we focus on Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. Got some wonderful Christ-centered, God-honoring music on the way, including this one today. It's Mark Bishop, and My Name is Jesus, here on today's edition of Sunday Worship.
My name is Matthew. You might have seen me preaching and singing on these dusty streets. Just one of many who were following Jesus. We were all witness to miraculous feats. Maybe you just heard, last week they took him. On Friday my Lord was hung on a cross. It's been 3 days now and I feel so empty. It's Sunday morning. I feel so lost.
My name is Mary. My heart is heavy. I've cried so much I can't cry anymore. How could this happen? He was so gentle. I've never met a man like him before. How I adored him. How I believed him. Such a sweet peace when he walked in the room. I washed his feet, oh, but lately I can't sleep. It's Sunday morning, think I'll visit his tomb.
My name is Peter, maybe they told you. I had denied him, I'm sorry, it's true. He knew my weakness, still he forgave me. I stood up to the soldiers, there were only a few. But I felt his hand come to rest on my shoulder. He lowered my sword, is this what I've taught? That's when they took him, later they beat him. It's Sunday morning, I wish now I'd fall.
Soldier, I am a Roman. I saw the wound in his side cut so deep. I have been stationed all night at his graveside, but it's Sunday morning and I fell asleep. There in the darkness, the earth shook and trembled. The tomb was found empty, the stone rolled away. On the path was a stranger. In the first light of Sunday, she asked him his name. She asked him his name.
That's right. We've come to celebrate and lift up his name. Hey, happy Sunday. I hope you are doing well. It's Sunday worship. Joey Kroll with you. You know, we're getting ready for hockey season, which is pretty much starting here in the next few days. I know they're in the preseason now. My family and I were Blackhawks fans. Well, just my kids and I. My wife, Aubrey, she's still a Blues fan, but just lift her up on your way to church this morning. I was reading a former ice hockey player talked about one time the humiliation associated with being a goalie on your home ice. Listen to what he says. He says, when you make a mistake, that is when the other team scores, a red light goes on, a horn blares, and thousands of people start booing, all because you failed to do your job. Wow. That's a thought there for you. Fred, what if every mistake in life we've ever made was recognized in that type of public display? Really? I mean, it wouldn't be long before we would try to cover up all our mistakes, not to mention our sins, too, by the way. But thankfully, friend, God's word invites us to come to him just as we are, mistakes, sins, and all. In fact, 1 John 1:9 says that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
At the foot of the cross, where grace and suffering meet, you have shown me your love through the judgment you received, and you won my heart. Yes, you won my the feet of mercy.
Well, Fred, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship here today. It is Brother Joey Kroll spending some time with you here today. Got my cup of coffee. I'm ready to just have some fellowship with you and just prepare our hearts and minds on him. And, you know, friend, I'm not sure where you're at, what kind of week you've had or month you're having, or I'm not sure what's going on, but sometimes it's always good to be reminded of the truth of God's word. Even if we've read certain passages a million times, it's always good to be reminded of his promises. So I'm not sure where you're at on that spectrum, but here's what God's word says. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Did you get that today, friend? For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future.
When I'm down and oh my soul so weary, when troubles come and my heart burdened me, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. Raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up you raise me up to more than I can be.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship. Praising Him today. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll with you. If you got some time today, be sure to connect with us on Facebook. Yeah, just look up Sunday Worship Radio on Facebook. Would love to connect with you there. And I'll tell you what, I have a little calendar here that every time I turn the page, it gives me some Bible verses or some encouraging quotes from believers. Lee Strobel today. Here's a quote from him. He says, Jesus Christ did not come into this world to make bad people good. He came into this world to make dead people live.
You are not a God created by human hands. You are not a God dependent on any mortal man. You are not a God in need of anything we can give by your plan. That's just the way it is. You are not a God created by human hands. You are not a God dependent on any mortal man. You are not a God in need of anything we can give by your plan. That's just the way.
our God, and all will see how great, how great is our God.
Yeah, talk about a fantastic medley right there. You are God alone, and how great is our God. Hey, appreciate your fellowship here today on today's edition of Sunday Worship here on Great News Radio. I'd love to hear from you. If you got some time today or this week, drop me a note. My email address here at the ministry is joey@greatnewsradio.org. Again, that's Joey, J-O-E-Y, @greatnewsradio.org. Would love to hear from you. Well, don't forget, coming up tomorrow, it's Monday, but Mark Burns will help you get through your Monday for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends tomorrow morning right here on Great News Radio. Until next time, though, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Have yourself a wonderful rest of your weekend.